audio article sponsored by the Springing the Blues Festival April 5th through 7th in Jacksonville Beach. More at springingtheblues.com. One powerful voice. The Vets for Vets of Northeast Florida, V4V, movement brings together veterans and vet organizations to facilitate connections and ensure that all vets and their families receive their earned benefits. Although you may not be familiar with this positive movement because of lack of media coverage, the desire to unite all veteran support into one powerful voice, in this format, began in 2013. It is now so large that meetings are held at the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena, like the one recently held in January. It was attended by a record 400 vets with 65 organizational resources there. Having one voice helps guarantee veterans are heard, not forgotten or ignored, when it comes to veteran issues and needs, as well as fostering relationships similar to the bonds created while in the military, said Lieutenant Colonel Bob Adelhelm, USMC, retired, the founder of this movement. Actually, the creation of V4VS has quite a history, all centered around Adelhelm's passion to help vets and their families live their best lives. Adelhelm is a 23-year Marine who served during the Beirut and Vietnam-era conflicts, predominantly as an amphibious recon Marine instructor, training, mentoring, and leading Marines. Semper Fidelis Society of Jacksonville. Soon after he retired in 1995, at the USMC's Blunt Island Command, he chose to live in Jacksonville and became active in advocating for Marines and all veterans on the First Coast. First, Adelhelm created the Semper Fidelis Society of Jacksonville in 1999 for Marines and Navy FMF corpsmen to rekindle friendships, share information, and help with transitioning. They continue to meet today, and you can find out more information on where and when by going to SemperFidelisSociety.org. Vets for Vets of Northeast Florida. In 2000, as chairman of the Northeast Florida Vets Council, Adelhelm started a cable show he called Vets for Vets, which had the purpose of making vets aware of changing issues, benefits, and how to get them. Within a few years, he changed the format to meeting in person to promote camaraderie, and as attendance grew, the need for bigger accommodations also grew to the Veterans Arena floor starting back in 2015, thanks to ViStar support. These quarterly gatherings provide networking among veterans, veteran organizations, and community leaders that assist or provide services to veterans and their families. All the while active in other organizations, such as the American Legion, the VFW, the Marine Corps League, and the Vietnam Veterans Chapter VVC 1046, in 2022, Adelhelm was asked to be the advisor and coordinator for the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1080 Rayford Prison at Union County. Vietnam Veterans of America. Chapter 1080 Rayford Prison. They are an incredible group of veterans whose goal is to help others, such as with their walk-a-thon fundraisers, said Adelhelm. In the past 7 years, walking in a circle in their prison yard, these vets have gleaned $34,000 through sponsors, which have been donated to both vet and community organizations. Although being prison lifers, the VVA chapter members say working to help others has been great therapy. They vote on who they contribute to each year, with this year's walk-a-thon earnings awarded to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, $2,500, the Blind Veterans of America, $2,500, and the Community Health Outreach of Duval County, $1,000, as well as $750 to the Baker County High School Athletic Department. Adelhelm made their contributions part of the V4V program to give the prison veterans an opportunity to continue to show they are contributing despite being locked up. In just 2 years, Adelhelm rallied the veteran inmates to name their chapter after Ernest C. Brace, who fell from grace and was later redeemed. I have also started to unite the non-Vietnam veterans in the prison together with the Vietnam vets with various activities, said Adelhelm. Adelhelm has developed ties with many of these inmates as he provides varied services, such as buying and bringing in pizza for meetings, counseling those with various issues, and being an advocate for those who are not receiving the necessary medical help. It's not always easy to see what they are going through, but as veterans they deserve decent treatment, said Adelhelm. Even though it's a prison environment, when you are around these vets you feel like you are just on a military base, helping and sharing. It should be no surprise that Adelhelm's tireless work has resulted in such prestigious honors as being inducted into the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame in 2021 and receiving the Five Chaplains Humanitarian Award in February 2024. Adelhelm wants to point out that the growth of V4V has also been the result of other dedicated people, such as Vietnam vet Tony DeLeo, currently Semper Fidelis president and Florida Veteran Hall of Famer, and Suzanne Carson, a veteran supporter, who spends many hours overseeing the administration of both societies. Always promoting one voice, Adelhelm encourages other vets to establish V4V meetings in their areas and bring in younger veterans. He is happy that the V4V movement has spread to Nassau County by Fred Blaz, former USMC sergeant, who moved there, and is also executive director for V4V. Current V4V goals include restoring integrity to the Veterans Memorial Wall, creating special recognition to those who succumbed to the invisible wounds of war, and establishing a Veterans Development/Community Center where veterans can rekindle friendships like they shared on active duty and take care of one another. The V4V movement typically meets once a quarter from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena, including lunch, as Breaking Bread Together fosters information sharing. To find out more about V4V, go to v4florida.org.